The first reading is from Acts chapter 17 and can be found on page 1113 in the Church Bibles or page 1961 in the large print version. Acts chapter 17, beginning of verse 10. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you.
Jesus. Our gospel reading this morning is the parable of the sower from Mark chapter 4. And you can find this on page 1005 in the Pew Bibles, or page 1777 in the large print versions. And as we listen to this very familiar story, may we all have fresh ears to hear what God has to say. Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So a prayer. Lord, you began saying, listen, as you told that parable and explained it. And we asked this morning you'd open our hearts and minds to listen to you. Amen. The words of Jesus we're looking at this morning are both very easy and very hard for a preacher and for each of you as well. Very easy because we're familiar with them. And more than that, Jesus tells us what this parable means. Very hard because the more familiar we are, we easily become anesthetized to message. And what Jesus says here is radical. It's absolutely basic about hearing the word of God. And yet so often, instead, we hear the echo of our own voice as we look at a familiar bit of scripture. So the question is, are you really listening to him? Are you really listening to Jesus? And this is a really important thing. It's a matter of life and death. This section of teaching begins in chapter 3, verse 9. Because there, we're told, because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. Lots of people are gathering round to listen to him. And he says, listen. My mind goes back to Jesus there on the water, to that great psalm, Psalm 29, verse 10. The Lord sits enthroned over flood. The Lord is enthroned as king. Here's the eternal Lord and King. And what he's saying is of vital importance. Notice first, Jesus' symbolism. It's vital to take notice of this if we're to understand this parable correctly. After the disciples asked Jesus about the purpose of parables, Jesus tells them what the parable means. The seed is the word of God. Verse 3, listen, a sower went out to sow. Jesus explains a bit later. The sower sows the word. The seed is the word of God, the gospel. And the seed represents a word which is from God and tells us of God and gives us his truth, his call, and his demands. The sower is Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Saviour. But all Christians, the apostles onwards, are in derivative sense sowers of the word. The soil is those who hear the word. And not just Jesus' original hearers, but you and I today as well. And this reason, this parable could better be called the parable of the soils than of the sower. That's the symbolism, first of all. But let's leave that and go on also and note, second, the realism. Verse 1, the parable was told to a large crowd, so much so that he got into a boat to facilitate teaching. The crowds did throng Jesus. He was getting very well known. People were inextricably drawn to him because of his teaching and his miracles. And on one level, there was a great response. But Jesus looks to the long term. And this parable reminds us that whenever the word of God is proclaimed, there is a mixed response. And this parable speaks of the painful reality of a varied response to God's word. If you like, the problem of wastage in the harvest, the sowing, is addressed. Verse 11, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see, but not perceive, may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn again and be forgiven. The mystery, the secret of the kingdom of God, comes in the person, words, and works of Jesus. Christianity, the gospel, has a secret, a mystery, because God has chosen to reveal himself indirectly in a veiled way. And Jesus in this parable quotes from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 to 10, and he reminds us that the secret of the kingdom of God is in accordance with Old Testament prophecy and is within the purpose of God as well. They are hard words to understand, that bit about hearing and not hearing and seeing and not perceiving. But if you'd excuse the analogy, the kingdom of God is rather like the sliding doors. So those doors you approach, if you stop 10 yards before, they don't open. But if you approach properly, they open up and you can go in. That's a small picture of what happens when somebody comes to know Christ. It's only as one enters that one fully understands, fully perceives. If you're outside, you need to go inside to properly see. Well, there are a variety of responses to the word of God. And I think about my last 10.5 years here. I've seen that. People who've come for a while, seemed enthusiastic, they just drop out and are never seen in church again. You see, this seed, it can be stolen. A sower went out to sow, verse 3, and as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. And Jesus explains in verse 15, and these are ones along the path where the word is sown. When hearing, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word which is sown in them. As the word of God goes out, there are spiritual forces at work trying to thwart it. And it is actually seriously a matter of life and death whether you receive the word of God. Because it is possible to hear and not understand, to see and not perceive. Reminder here for us Christians, the church, is that our appeal is not first emotional, but rational. We will pray that people will understand, and we'll appeal to people's minds to consider, to understand this word, which is there to bring them life. It can be stolen, it can be starved as well. Verse 5, other seed fell on rocky ground where it had not much soil, and immediately it sprung up, since it had no depth of soil. When the sun rose, it was scorched, since it had no root, it withered away. What we'd imagine is perhaps a little bit of soil on the bedrock, and the roots can't strike down to water and nutrients, so they're unable to resist the heat of the sun, which beats down. And Jesus explaining says, and these in like manner are the ones sown upon rocky ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy, and they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. Joy is not enough in hearing the word. We need patience to continue in the face of pressure. G.K. Chesterton put it very well. He said, Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. It's been found difficult and left untried. Well, not just stolen and starved, but also can be strangled. Verse 7, other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. It yielded no grain. And others are the ones sown among the thorns. They're those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and delight in riches and the desire for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. What are these things? What could they be for you? Cares of the world were perhaps an ambition, for example, putting your career above God. How about riches? Someone told me a while back that they just couldn't really engage properly with God's word because they lived for money. And they absorbed that person's energy, the whole idea of riches, neutral in itself. What a terrible thing to lose the word of God because of that. Other things, Jesus says, come in the way as well. Neutral in themselves, they take over. It could be as simple as a sport or an interest or a relationship. Well, that's all rather depressing, isn't it? It can be stolen, starved, or strangled, but here's the good bit. It can be successful. Verse 8, yielding 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Perhaps we think we are born on different kinds of soil, which puts us in a permanent and unchangeable position. But that is not the case. At different times and ways in our lives, God's word can be stolen or starved or strangled, or it can do its proper work. And the reminder for us is we must be constantly listening and obeying. Well, symbolism, realism, not all accept the word. They get distracted. But we end with third, Jesus' optimism. Verse 8, other seeds fell in good soil and brought forth a grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And Jesus says, but those that were sown upon the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold and 100-fold. An increase of 10 or 15-fold is excellent in agricultural terms. And only recently have bigger harvests been made possible with scientific advancements. But 100-fold is a staggering result from a single seed. And Jesus reminds us that when the gospel goes out, there can be staggering results, a bumper harvest. And from where we stand today, look back down the centuries of church history. The message of the 12 apostles, of Christ crucified and risen, has turned the world upside down. This day, there'll be 80,000 new believers. in the world. That's the average. Each day, 80,000 people put their trust in Christ and become disciples. I read a while back about how in 1884, on June the 4th, an Egyptian tomb was being excavated. And in the excavation, by accident, a vase was broken and some seed fell out. The archaeologists picked up a lot of the seed. What was amazing was that 30 days later, on the ground, the seed which was left was sprouting. And in a similar way, in 2019, the gospel of Jesus Christ is still bearing fruit around the world. And Jesus' optimism in this parable can be seen with our own eyes and known in our own experience. The parable began with, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. The ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. We all hear the word of God, but what is necessary is for each of us personally and knowingly to accept it. The glorious thing is that the kingdom of God grows and grows forever. Nothing ever will be bigger than his kingdom. May that keep us alert and playing our part in sharing that precious seed. Amen."